Pray that you would anoint Chris with your spirit and with your words. And as we think about joy and celebration, that you would stir our hearts with the words that you speak through him. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Cheers.
Good morning, everybody. Okay, let's get started. So first of all, I need to hand out my prop. I have a prop here. It dings. And I'm just going to give this to a random person in the audience who hasn't been set up to do this at all, but if you could take that, that would be really good. Thank you very much. Now, if you just practice with it. Oh, very good. Yes, excellent. Yeah, it works well. Good, I'm glad. Yeah, does it still work? Yeah, good, still works. Can you hear that? Now, this is going to come in handy in a moment, and some of you, if you're at St. Annes, will know why. But here we go. So first of all, we're talking about celebration and celebrating every day and really getting us to the point where we can think about celebration as part of the rhythm of our lives. Now, as disciples, we've thought about the Sabbath, we've thought about different things to do with being a disciple, and about fitting things into our lives so that we can actually be a good disciple, that we can follow Jesus effectively as we go through our lives. So the first half of my talk, and I've got about 10 minutes, the first half of my talk is going to be quite high energy, going to be quite celebratory, it's going to be quite joyful. But that's only going to last for the first half, so don't get too worried. I haven't gone completely mad. The second half will be a bit more thoughtful, so we can kind of come down a bit at the end. So don't worry too much if I'm too happy in the first half. Okay. Now, when I think of sort of fitting joy and celebration into my life, I think back to when I was younger, and really my formative years when I was kind of pre-teenage, and there was one person in particular who embodied kind of joyfulness. And it was a pop star who was kind of perfect. Who could that be? Cliff Richard. Now, it was Cliff Richard. Now, I had a bit of a thing about Cliff Richard when I was younger. So did my mum, so did my dad. And he was played a lot in our house at the time. And there's one song in particular that kind of embodies kind of being joyful. What song's that? Congratulations. Congratulations, yes. Congratulations and jubilations. Normally, this at this point, people join in. I want the world to know how... No, no one's joining in. Okay, fair enough. Just me then. I'll be joyful. Thank you very much. But really, there was someone who I felt at the time just kind of appeared on television singing very happily about things. I saw him on interviews talking about Jesus, talking about his songs, talking about all sorts of things, and reminded me to be joyful. I suppose sometimes we need to look out for those signposts. And who is it for you at the moment that kind of makes you think, oh yes, I should really be more happy? For me, over the past month or so, it's reminded me of Cliff Richard, actually. It's quite good. And that song is quite good. Now, the next one I want to talk about is the dingfulness of our days. Thank you. And it goes like this. Normally, I do an assembly, usually for year 11 when they're coming up to the exams. Because in our lives, we have layers upon layers upon layers upon layers of things that cloud our vision a little bit. And sometimes make us feel a bit down, and it doesn't really help us to celebrate thinking about those things. So I do this assembly, and it goes like this. So I start, it's about 10 to 9 in the morning, so I describe to Year 11s my day so far. And I'm basically saying, I've had a fantastic day so far this morning, by 10 to 9 in the morning. So it goes like this. And you have to ding the bell, okay, every time something good happens. Okay. I do remember quite a long time ago, Aaron was here as curate, did say to the congregation in the morning, have you had a good morning? And everyone kind of went, oh, I don't really know what to say. You know, so this is my morning before I get to assembly. Okay, I wake up in the morning. Thank you. Thank you. See the little pause there just for a moment. So I wake up, thank you, in a nice warm house. That's two dings actually, it's warm and it's a house, provides shelter. Thank you very much. Yep. So I have a little micro lie-in, which basically means I've woken up before my alarm. Yes, that's for the alarm clock. I've got an alarm clock. That's quite good, isn't it? So then I get up and I go downstairs. I've got stairs. Excellent. I suppose if I didn't have stairs, it'd be a bungalow and they wouldn't have to go downstairs. But there we go. So I go downstairs. I go into the kitchen and I turn on the tap, fill the kettle. Keep going. And then put the kettle on. It turns itself off. I've got some tea bags, they're handy, aren't they? Put it in the teapot, got a teapot. I can then make my tea, got some milk, got a bit of sugar. I can then take that back upstairs, carry two cups, got two hands, brilliant. And then so it goes on like this, and there's so many dings. Can you ding a bit louder? Yes, okay, yeah, we can think of it louder, good. So then I sort of skip a few bits, because by this time they're thinking Mr. Ives has gone completely bonkers. But I get to school, yeah, thank you, and I'm on duty at the beginning of the front of school, and there's lots of people coming in and saying hi, and they're saying hello. Well, I get about 40% saying hello at that time in the morning. So I say a really nice hello, and I get a nice hello back from about five people. Five? Thank you. Yeah. And then there's another 20 staff that say hello. You see, it just goes on and on this. So I could keep going forever, but I'm running out of time, nearly at the end of my exciting bit at the beginning. Now, enough dings. But my point is, we've had a dingful day to try and reset our minds, to really get back to what God is saying about the important things in life. What is good? Now, in our text this morning, there's no more dings. Thank you. Thank you very much. That was brilliant. Well done. Good job. Well done. In our text this morning, we've got the fellowship of the believers. Really thinking about the early church coming together on a daily basis to celebrate the good things of life. And that's really good in a number of ways. Firstly, it's about these sorts of things. They've got a lot to celebrate, and I'll come back to that in a moment. But really, they're there every day thinking about the daily things that are good. And coming together to celebrate those. Now, I think there's three ways where that is really important. I'm coming down a bit now, aren't I? This is my thoughtful bit. So we've got three things within that context that I think are really important. The first of those is this sort of noise. It's brilliant, isn't it? It is the fact they've set up meetings. Now, what I mean by that is sometimes if we're not in groups, then it's harder for us to actually think about doing things at certain times. So my school day is all about getting up in the morning, turning up. If there was no one there, I probably wouldn't do it, would I? I wouldn't go to my lessons if the lessons weren't there. I wouldn't go to things at church if things weren't set up and ready. And it helps an individual to be involved and get into a rhythm if there's other people doing it as well. It's kind of very practical, very simple. So it encourages everybody to be involved. The second thing is that the members of that community can support each other. So there's lots of opportunity, isn't there, for if you're not quite feeling it one day, lots of other people might be. And then thirdly, it gives you the chance to see lots of other good things going on. So it gives us the chance to share that goodness. Because actually my view of what's good might not be right. I might have a particular view of it, which might not be quite right. And it's good to see and hear and see what other people have got to say about it as well. So there's those kind of three things that I think are really important about how this was working. Now, another point about this really, this business about meeting every day, and they sold their possessions to give to everyone who had need, and every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts. Did they? I don't mean that funnily, but I don't know about you, but when I read that, I thought that's a really good vision of the kingdom of God. But I don't always find that very easy. Did they always find it quite that straightforward to do that? Meeting every day, talking, celebrating? I don't know really if they did or not. So here's the nub of it really. What if I'm not really feeling like celebrating? This is a great idea. This is really good for us to hear about the early church being involved in this kind of daily worship. But is it easy to do? No, it probably isn't. And it might be, Cliff Richard doesn't spring into my mind at all anymore. I've forgotten about those good things, congratulations. I've actually missed the dings in my day so far because I've actually got other things on my mind. The people around me haven't really supported me, or I haven't supported them. That community is not working quite as it sometimes does. And I might not feel like celebrating. I might not feel like doing it. Now, the good news, of course, is it's not really about us. And it's not really about our choice to celebrate. These are really important things. Yes, we should be celebrating and choosing to do that in God's name. So we can choose it, even if we don't feel like it. We can set up things that help us. So signposts and triggers and things like that with Cliff Richard or dings, remembering that. Communities that work together to help us all to celebrate. But at the end of the day, if we go back a bit further in Acts, and Acts 2 is basically about Pentecost and the Holy Spirit coming, I'm not suggesting for a moment that the Holy Spirit always comes in this way, but it starts with God's Holy Spirit inspiring these people. Then Peter talks and lots of people are saved, and then they've got this setup of meeting together daily. What I'd suggest this morning is our choices are important. We're following Christ. We make that choice. And part of that is setting up things to help us celebrate. So we can begin to choose to do those things. But we're not choosing them knowing what's going to come. And that's hugely important. We're not choosing to celebrate because we want to be happy or have a party or we want certain things to happen. We choose to celebrate because we trust in God's Holy Spirit to deliver. His blessings come when we choose to celebrate. That's what we're trusting in. We're not trusting in our own ability to have a good time, because that isn't down to us. Let me give you an example. This is a good example of me. I was cycling to work and it was raining. I had my full-on gear on. I had my waterproof trousers, I had my waterproof top, had my helmet and my hat and everything, and I had a letter in my bag that I hadn't posted for 2 or 3 days that I need to post. It's to vote by post. And it's in my bag, and I'm thinking, I haven't posted that yet. So I've come along by school, and there's a post box just outside St. Aidan's and a bus stop, and it was raining. And I thought to myself, good, I've remembered to post my letter. It's in my bag, I'm going to put it in the post box. That's good. And then I thought, well, I'll stop by the bus stop to get it out, because it's a bit drier there, but it's not by the post box. I'm getting the letter out of my bag. I hear a big splash. It's been raining. There's lots of puddles. A car's gone through a puddle in the road. And I turn. I'm frozen in time, really. I could see it now. It's quite good. I'm holding the letter. I'm not by the post box. I'm under the dry bus shelter. I turn, and there's this massive wave of water coming towards me. And it did this thing, really, where it kind of froze in midair, and I thought, oh, that's quite pretty. I did. I don't know why. Oh, that's quite nice. Splosh all over me, and I got pretty drenched, but I was feeling quite nice about it. If I'd stopped at the post box, I would have been dry. Stopped under the bus shelter where it's dry and got soaked. I don't know if it was one of you. I don't know if that person meant it or not. But it was. I don't know why that was joyful. I wasn't expecting to have that kind of joy. I don't know where God brings joy in my life sometimes. I don't know when I set out to choose to celebrate. I don't know if it comes where I think it should come from. Often not. So I could be going to school or going to your workplace, whatever we're doing. You could be going with that kind of feeling. I'm not feeling it today. Today is not going to happen. But if we give ourselves to Jesus, he provides the blessings. And that's what we're waiting for. I want to finish with a prayer. I was going to do this prayer at the beginning and then finish with it so you knew it was coming, but I forgot. So here we go. So it's a prayer, really. I'll say it first and then we'll pray it, because it says, Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning with our hearts open and our lives longing to celebrate with you. Help us to proclaim your goodness, to search for it every day in the light of your Holy Spirit, and to be blessed in the rhythm of our celebration. The point is, not that we know where that blessing comes from. We're not doing Google Analytics on our lives. We're just presenting ourselves to God and trusting in him to bless us through our celebration. So we'll say this prayer together as I finish. So, Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning with our hearts open and our lives longing to celebrate with you. Help us to proclaim your goodness, to search for it every day in the light of your Holy Spirit, and to be blessed in the rhythm of our celebration. In the name of Christ, amen. Sam, you can't keep the bell, but I'll collect it later. Thank you.